Sorry, Mayor.
They don't say anything.
We were not talking about you. We were not. All right, sorry. Cedric, you are up
first. Why don't you go ahead?
I'm Cedric Wilkins, and I like the word renewable energy. Like the fact, I think it's in June, there'll be this sustainability conference at the Hilton or something. I think this is kind of a feather in the cap to renewable energy. I especially like what I call the electric ring, which is the light rail trolley system where you can go to OMSI, go to the Lloyd Center, the Convention Center, Good Samaritan Hospital, you can go to the Central Library, Multnomah County Library, you can go to PSU, and end up back at OMSI, and not waste an ounce of gasoline. That electricity comes from the renewable electric dams on the Columbia River, built in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. And that's great. I really have a problem sometimes with the American suburbs are car intensive. I don't know how that's going to end up someday, but at least there is this central area where people can just get on an electric thing, which is powered by the dams. And this is a Columbia Slough, so there's a Columbia River theme here. I will try to get involved. I think PGE is doing something at 12th Southeast Stark. They're making something where they're going to have solar panels, maybe charge up electric bicycles and things like that. I will, because of this, I probably will try to get involved with that.
The mobility hub.
Yeah, and I may volunteer for OMSI, and basically there's things to point to here. So, and also 10 or 20 years ago, all this stuff we're talking about was just exhibits in OMSI. You know, they do this stuff in California. San Francisco, we don't do it here.
Thanks, Cedric. Maggie, would you like to go next?
Well, I think he made several good comments there about the slow nature of government to get going on these projects. But I liked Hardesty's question about, you know, are you going to come and ask for more money? What's the diversity look like? And then he was talking about the computers interfacing with the mechanical stuff, and I was thinking back to that woman, I forget her name, she just died, she's 101, she worked for NASA as a mathematician, and remember they had those computers and they brought them in and none of the guys could operate them, and she figured out how to use them. Right, so I think we need, we've got enough STEM people, women, minorities, in the STEM, you know, to come in and make sure that those computers are interfacing properly with the mechanical equipment. So let's, you know, make sure that there's diversity in the hiring there. And also, how much is the whole project going to be beginning to end so that we can decide how much fuel? I mean, the basic advantage of this is pulling dirty diesel off the highways. So that means that the price per gallon or whatever, I don't know how they're measuring that, has to be beneficial in order for these companies to make that selection, or for the state to make that selection, that fuel has to be at the right price, right? So that means it's probably not going to be $8 million a year. It's probably going to be more like $5 million a year if you're trying to entice people to move over to this natural gas. So how much over the time, and what could be done with that money to, like, benefit the homeless who have a lack of bathrooms? I think of the chain link fencing around Greyhound, where there's 36 bathrooms in there on the men and the women's side, and there's chain link fencing, and there's all those homeless people in tents out there. So, and I also wanted to talk about, you know, New York City used to send their scrubbed waste to Colorado to put on their winter wheat. I mean, why can't we have, you know, in these outlying areas where people are, you know, more into using composting toilets, why can't we send the peat, you know, the pea to the alfalfa fields, which is what they say it could be used for. It only takes 30 days to sterilize it at 68 degrees.
Thank you.
Send it off to them for free. It's safer than than those, you know, phosphorus plants that can continually blow up in Texas.
Thanks, Maggie.
All right.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Karma. What really impresses me about this RNG facility is the cost recovery to the people and the public on how rapid that can be based upon the fluctuation of the price that we're wholesaling out, or Northwest is currently going to buy us. And the numbers are absolutely astounding. And to go to the renewable type energy and also have a cost recovery and also benefit from tax credits and also benefit from reducing diesel, I mean, this project is about the best I've seen, honestly. And I worked for Exxon, I worked for Amoco, I'm also a journeyman pipe fitter, so I understand when they're talking about the oil and gas industry, but the overall cost of this and the cost recovery is amazing. And now, just in Phoenix, they just opened one up. It was a huge celebration, the same thing we're talking here. People coming in from different states, environmentalists looking at this, and they're in awe on what's happening here. So this, to me, will be a ribbon-cutting project when it opens. And it's going to draw a lot of attention, even from other states. You're going to have people coming in and viewing this and looking at this and saying, this is really impressive. We're not the first to open it. We're going to probably be about the third or the fourth, in my understanding. But for Portland, this is one of the best ways of clean energy, clean air, decreasing diesel use. This is impressive. This will receive awards. And you're normally used to me speaking in some negative ways, but if it's right on the mark, I say it is. And this is on the mark. This is impressive work from the city of Portland.
I wish I had been recording.
And, and well, I was going to also offer another compliment to Commissioner Hardesty. I'm impressed at the way that she looks, does an overview on these type of contracts. I'm impressed the way that she questions every number, every detail. That's impressive work, and that's what I like to see. And you have someone over here not happy with what I'm saying about you, but that's okay too. That's life. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
I'm not unhappy about what you're saying about Commissioner Hardesty. I'm unhappy about not being at lunch right now. So.
All right, so these are non-emergency ordinances. 167 is a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Ordinance 168 is also a non-emergency ordinance. It, too, moves to second reading. Next up,